This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Man, we got a lot of news today. Pretty good news from Nikola Jokic. We'll play the clip. You won't understand it, but we'll translate for you. Sean Payton. Weird story from Seth Wickersham outlining his days spent with Sean Payton and the Broncos before the AFC Championship. Spencer Smith's going to join us. Man, I like this Rockies team. I know they lost last night, but I saw a lot of good things in that one. And Team USA, rough go. Are you done watching the World Cup now that Team USA's out of it? Busy program. Pac-12 made an interesting decision, too. Where will we start? We'll find out. The whole show starts right now. Into the World Cup. I'm gonna see this thing through. It was a really bad effort last night from Team USA, and it doesn't get much worse when you had the ugly mistake by the goalkeeper, Matt Freese. Freese? I will say I won't miss trying to figure out all these names. That will be fun for me. But he just kind of misses. He's trying to clear the ball out of the box there, and he's got a player surrounding him. Goes to kick. It looks like he kind of hesitated and digs his toes into the ground and turns it over. And that's when Belgium went up. What was that? 3-1 at that time. So rough way to finish. I find it odd, Michael, in World Cup events or Olympic events when you say there's a lot to build off of here. You know, I keep seeing, I was watching post game and this morning even just thoughts on Team USA. There's a lot to build off. It's 4 years later. How do you build off of something 4 years later? It's just, I guess, making the sport better in America. Players are, you know, becoming better. And by the time you do this again, you'll have a better team overall. I don't know how they assess that, but Team USA's out and that's a wrap on their World Cup journey. However, the tournament presses on, and I'll have it on. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Michael, the good? You have that clip from Nikola Jokic? You want to play it? See if anybody knows what he's saying? Let's go for it.
Mogu samo još jedno pitanje, vezano za NBA free agency, danas je počelo potpisivanje tih ugovora, kako je tvoje razmišljanje o novom ugovoru i eventualnom ostanku o Denveru?
Mislim, moja ideja i moja želja da ostanem u Denveru, da li ću vrlati se potpisati sljedeće godine, tako da vrlo to je striktno biznis, tako da...
Okay, okay. I'll decipher, because Michael, I'm guessing you don't speak Serbian. You're not fluent in Serbian.
I speak Bosnian Herzegovina,
so you can't,
but I don't
speak. You don't speak, okay. Well, translation, my idea from Nikola Jokic, my idea and desire is to stay in Denver. I'll probably sign next year. My desire is to play the rest of my life, rest of my career in Denver. Are we done? We're probably done with that then, right? We take him at his word? Every time when he's actually asked about it, he says, I want to be with Denver for the rest of my career. Now, it turns out maybe it... Could it still be a leverage point for Joker? I don't know. I don't think so. It was weird that it was floated out there the way it was, but moving on. Joker's not going anywhere. And we continue with the LeBron James watch, and you know he absolutely loves this, and you know I'm absolutely out on the LeBron James thing. The bad for me, reading some of this Sean Payton story from Seth Wickersham. Sean Payton opted to, or he pushed Denver ownership for a wacky, out-of-the-box idea. According to Adam Schefter, following up on Seth Wickersham's post, here's what Schefter said. When Bill Belichick and the Patriots divorced in 2024, Sean Payton considered presenting Broncos owner Greg Penner a proposal for the ages. Hire Belichick as head coach until he reached 15 wins. Enough to break Don Shula's career record of 347. Payton would temporarily step down to be the assistant head coach and run the offense, then move back after Belichick became the all-time leader. In the end, it was too complicated and maybe too fanciful. Fanciful. That's an odd one. And then the ugly. The ugly's not, I guess it's Team USA, but hey, whatever. I'm not like die hard Team USA. Oh, they got to win. They should have won. No, it was a bad game. Bad game, and you get one shot at it. So the ugly actually is reading this story from Seth Wickersham. Sean Payton seems like a really, and I'm saying it's kind of ugly, but he wins football games. I wonder if there's a lot of people that are lining up to want to work with Sean Payton. This is, Michael, I'll send you the link if you're interested in reading this. This is going to take you some time. It's a very long story. But it's kind of ugly in many ways. Sean Payton was pissed off after the Bills game. The Broncos won that game. You know why he was pissed? One of the main reasons. Do you know the name Jordan Jackson, Michael? Do you know that name? Does it ring a bell? Don't feel ashamed if you don't know it. Doesn't make you any less of a Broncos fan.
Was he the sixth Jackson?
He was he's a lineman on the practice squad that Sean Payton really wanted to have played in the game against the Bills. And they suited him up, but he didn't see a snap in the game. So as Wickersham writes, day two, so day one, before as they're preparing for the AFC Championship, Joe Vitt, a defensive assistant and one of Payton's oldest and best friends, stopped by Payton's office. He wanted to thank Payton for the opportunity before them to be in the playoffs, to live with the intensity and energy of every minute, not knowing if the play at hand will end up being the play that decides the game and season that defines a legacy. Payton wasn't feeling sentimental. He interrupted Joe Vitt and ripped into him about not playing Jordan Jackson. Vitt kind of waved it off, gave it a second try, tried to thank him again for helping this staff get to this opportunity. Sean Payton yelled, "You're welcome," and Vitt left. Just a lot of those little interesting nuggets in this story about Sean Payton. I'll tell you this, he's an interesting creature, Michael. He believes that in meeting rooms, you keep the temperature to 68 degrees because he read somewhere that that's the optimal time temperature for paying attention to what's going on in the meeting. We've already talked about the fact that he doesn't want players to wear sleeves, like sleeves, not like what Riley Moss wears, but those slick sleeves that people wear under their pads, because it leads to fumbles. And so he phoned a friend, called Jerry Rice, left him a voicemail, asked if he could get something back from Jerry Rice, backing him up on the whole don't wear sleeves thing. Jerry Rice did leave some kind of message saying, "Yeah, don't do it. I fumbled a few times in my career, and every time it was when I had sleeves on." So there's no question that Sean Payton is a legend of the game. He has pull. But he would be tough to work with, man. He got after Vance Joseph, snapping into everybody. Zero snaps. Again, talking about this Jordan Jackson, zero snaps, blanking criminal. The kid sits on the sideline. Nobody says anything. Did we stop the run? We didn't do that. We got our butts kicked in the first half. Defensive coordinator Vance Joseph tried to interject giving explanations, and Peyton cut him off. Peyton said, I love the turnovers. Outside of the turnovers, we were worse than the worst defensive team this year in the NFL. I'll do the numbers if you want. We had, how many times do we have too many men? 12 on the field? Why is that a problem? Joseph says, should not be a problem. Sean Payton said, it's been all year that they've had those issues. Vance Joseph says, it won't be. He's probably not a pleasant guy to work for, Michael. I would imagine so. You remember when he had Russell Wilson in that first year and they got a pretty significant win? And Sean talked about it and he didn't look happy at all up there. Said, I just drove around. I was supposed to meet with the family for, a Chinese meal or something. And instead of parking in the parking lot, I just drove around thinking, why can't I be happy? Why can't I be happy? He's unsettled. He's never satisfied. And maybe that's who you want as your head coach of the Broncos. You just might not want to maybe go golfing with him.
Yeah, I feel like he's an old school coach. Old school coaches are a lot like this. I just looked up the temperature thing.
Yeah.
See, and there is something to that 68 degrees.
I don't deny it. You pay more attention when you're cold. When you're hot, you get sleepy. What do you make? So you say old school coach. Isn't that a really new school thought to say, hey, why not let Bill Belichick coach and win 15 games while I be his assistant? Then what happens? What was the plan afterward? Belichick gets win 15 and just goes? See you later. And then Sean Payton climbs up to be the real head coach of this team? That's wild to me.
I mean, I feel like he's not only old school, but he's got a bit of eccentricity in him and also a bit of admiration for one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah,
but I would have done that.
That's great to have admiration, but it's a fantasy. You know, I've heard CSU fans say all the time, because Sonny Lubick needed how many wins to get his percentage up or something along those lines. Bring Sonny Lubick back and have him coach to a few wins so he can notch. It's a fun idea. It's an idea that you do in video games. To hear Sean Payton actually breathe that into some sort of life is very odd to me. Not alarming. Just now I'm left wondering, what would that have looked like? What if Bill Belichick didn't want to give it up? What if they went 15-0? And then Belichick's like, I guess I'm out. That was it. I got my 15. Sean, take over. Here's the keys, man.
I think he was probably assuming they would be unsuccessful.
What it actually tells me, though, I'm reading a lot of this from the Wickersham report, that I'm taking a lot away from it, that he was maybe not the most pleasant guy to work for. However, doesn't have a problem swallowing his pride a little bit, saying, you know what, it's my show, I'm the head coach, but to do Bill Belichick a solid, a guy that I admire, I would gladly step aside so that he could get 15 wins, as wacky and as unorthodox and probably unrealistic as that is, there is a part of it that I read and go, wow, hats off to Sean Payton for being willing to do that. And it kind of goes into this whole Davis Webb thing. Him taking ownership of the fact that he's maybe just not good enough right now to be head coach and end-all, be-all play caller. I don't know if he would admit that. I don't even know if that was his decision. But the fact that the optics tell us that Sean Payton is taking a step back and allowing someone to come in and run the offense, it actually, there's part of that says, wow, he can be difficult. He can be tough. Seems like he was obsessed with the idea of this Jordan Jackson playing and couldn't let it go. But there's also times where he's willing to take somewhat of a backseat. And I think that's kind of admirable. Now, I haven't read this whole thing yet. It's lengthy. It is lengthy, Michael. But it does
like
give
War and
you
Peace lengthy, or just a regular children's book lengthy?
Let me show you. I'm scrolling down. Look at that. It's still going. It's still going. It's still going. It's still going.
All right, I'm
going
to get to the first
Keeps
picture,
going.
And
Keeps
that's
going.
All I'm going to read.
It's still going as you're talking. It's still going. I'm scrolling. It's going. It's going. Still going.
Yeah, this is very energizer bunny-like.
I'm not even halfway there yet, Mike. I'm not even still going. Still going. Scrolling.
Now you're halfway.
I'm halfway scrolling.
You're not scrolling slowly either.
I'm scrolling
like,
fastly.
You're scrolling at a decent pace.
Yeah. Look at that. Still going. I'm still scrolling. Still scrolling.
Did he write everything word for word?
It's Wickersham, not Peyton. But yeah, I mean, he outlined everything. Still scrolling. Still scrolling. Finally. Still scrolling. Still scrolling, Mike. And I'm still scrolling, believe it or not. And then the final words, he wants ice cream. Don't know how we got there, but will you read that?
I just read three books while you were scrolling. That is ridiculous.
Is
that
it too
a very
much?
Long article.
Is it too much? Is that too much?
It's a little too much.
I mean, I'm fascinated by sports stories and insight, but this is basically, this is outlining the week before the AFC championship.
So if he's going to be this, like, I just want to know how detailed he's going to be. Is he saying like Sean Payton wants to go install number two when he poops? Like,
oh,
it seems
yeah, it's that
like
kind
it's going to be that in
yes.
depth.
It's about his diet, about him drinking 4 million Cokes a day. I don't know how many exactly, but it's just a lot of interesting information, but a lot of stuff that I'm not sure. I mean, like, here's one. Music blares in the auditorium. People tend to sit in the same seats each day, divided not by offense and defense, but by position. Peyton winds his way down the aisle until he's at the front of the room. The music cuts off. He speaks without a mic. Morning. Morning, the team replies. Congratulations, you're in the final four, he says. I don't know. I don't know that I need all of this. I'm not sure I need all of it. But I appreciate him doing it because I'm guessing anybody, depending on who you are, you will take something from this story and it will mean something to you.
Like Sean Payton is a little wacky.
A little wacky, Mike.
I think the guy who wrote this is also a little wacky. Like, you can't just go, I mean, I read books in school that were shorter than that.
Oh, yeah, it's really long.
Yeah, maybe I'll find an app that reads it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so very, very fascinating story there. But I thought the Belichick thing, that was the biggest takeaway, that he proposed this kind of unorthodox way of trying to help out Bill Belichick to get 15 wins. How does that, again, how would that even work? They announced that Sean Payton is the head coach. And then he gets Belichick in, and then it's announced Bill Belichick will be the head coach of the Broncos until he wins 15 games. It's very odd. Very odd.
Again, I just feel like he's saying, I want my friend Bill Belichick to get all the, you know, to get the record, but I don't think he's going to get it in 1 year. Or 2 years.
No,
I think he's going to get it in three or four
or three,
years.
Two or three.
And then he's going to be fired.
How many wins did Sean Payton get in his first year? How many did they get with Russ?
Not enough. It was six or seven. You did the 6-7 thing this time.
You were doing it to me all day yesterday.
I was.
So I had to get you back.
Well, the guest kept saying, Mark Johnson kept saying, yeah, the 6-7, blah, blah.
They won 8 games his first year. And then they won, was it 10? So if you just go by that, I would say probably 2 to 3 years it would take. But, like, whose team is it? You're right. It would be like 2 to 3 years. You'd be sacrificing 2 to 3 years at minimum to try to get Bill Belichick. And then what happens if it ends? You know, what if it's bad? What if it ends poorly? You got to fire, Sean Payton has to fire the head coach as the OC. He fires the head coach.
No, he goes to the owners. The owners say, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. And then once they get to 15 wins, like maybe there was an agreement in there that he'd be like, okay, after my 15th win, I will step down or something.
Mm, yeah. Odd. So that was my big takeaway. And then Jordan Jackson, like, very upset that Jordan Jackson did not play against the Bills. And I'm looking right now on the depth chart. He is listed as third behind Malcolm Roach at left D end, and Tyler Onyedem. So Jordan Jackson is still listed, probably still a practice squad player at this stage. Why the fascination with Sean Payton to this extent? Is Sean Payton like that interesting? I mean, they made a movie about him. Kevin James starred as Sean Payton in the movie when he was suspended for a year after Bountygate. And it outlined his year of coaching high school football for a year. He's kind of a sneaky celebrity, I suppose. I've never really thought of him as such, but to spend this much time on Sean Payton, where does he rank in your mind of the most interesting coaches in the NFL? Is he a top 10 most interesting coaches?
Interesting in personal life, or like, because I only see him in interviews and on the sidelines. I don't know really anything about his personal life.
I don't know that this is a lot to his personal life. I think it's a lot of his preparation and just how the meetings went. And credit to Sean for giving Sean Wickersham like that kind of like that's a reporter, a radio guy, a TV guy. That's a sports journalism person. That's their dream. To sit in on that stuff and to document that? Whose idea was it?
I feel like this article would have been fine coming out in February.
Oh, no. Now's the time to have it come out. It's boring time.
I know, but like how much time did he spend on it?
A lot of time.
He wrote like a...
What do you think his notes look like? He's noting everything. I'm a bad note taker. So he'd have to be writing quickly. What do you call that form of writing when it's shorthand? Is that what it is? Where you know what you're writing, but not a lot of people, if they were to read it, would really understand what your shorthand means?
I have no idea.
And you're not a note taker then, Mike.
I was a meticulous note taker. Like I would write down word for word because I was not good at listening.
What is the most extensive thing you've taken notes on? Probably in one of our meetings, right?
It was probably everything in school.
Oh, okay.
Everything in school I would write down as much like verbatim as I possibly could.
Because
I knew I wouldn't remember it as soon as I left the classroom.
I was hoping you'd say in one of our meetings, but I always forget you don't bring a notebook in. And when you do, you just leave it in my office. It's still there, I think. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Well, are you happy now, Mike? Team USA's done, so the hype around the World Cup will slowly die out. In the United States of America, even though these games are in America. But it's probably going to die down a little bit now, Mike. So are you happy?
Yes.
Get your wish?
I mean, I wanted USA to win that farting contest, but...
Stop.
I don't care about soccer at all.
Yeah, but, you know, yesterday you said something that pissed me off, and I thought about it again. Like, why can't you just allow me to not like it and that be not a problem for you? It wouldn't be a problem. You don't just say I don't like soccer. You make fun of it, and you make fun of people that don't like soccer or that do like soccer. So it's not – you don't just exist. So, you're saying, like, why not just let me hate my thing and stop bugging me about it? It's because you're over the top mean about it. That's why. That's why
we
give you a hard time.
That's the joke. I'm over the top mean about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it so over the top that it's actually mean, or is it so over the top that
it's annoying?
An obvious joke.
It's so over the top that it's annoying. No, it's not an obvious joke. You literally, with all the hate you can muster up underneath that Bronco Hawaiian shirt, you hate soccer, and you let it be known to the world.
Soccer's pretty high up there in my list of things that I hate.
What if I agreed to watch that one full season of Star Trek and then talk to you about it? Would you watch one game, one full game of soccer?
Yeah, but I know exactly what you would say.
What?
You'd say, oh, I don't like it. It's not very good. Blah, blah, blah.
How do you know that? Maybe I turn out to love it.
You refuse to like it.
You
saw four episodes.
Maybe I'd turn out.
I know one of them was good. It was a very good episode. You just didn't like it.
I don't think
science fiction is your thing.
I had to watch four episodes in college in some kind of drama class thing I was in or something. I don't know. TV maybe.
And one of those was actually really, really good episode, very deep about it applies today with artificial intelligence.
No,
it,
really
that
dumb.
That episode, which took place in the 80s,
yeah, bad.
It was like 1987.
Really bad.
Is still relevant to today.
Nobody cares. It was not good.
It was great.
If a professor has to use it as a teaching thing in college, it's not good. I mean, it's boring. That's what it means. It's boring, Mike.
Yeah, see, I knew exactly you'd say something like that.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to force you to watch something.
Thank you.
That you don't like.
Okay.
If you're not interested in it, then you're not interested. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I am curious, though, like this story with Sean Payton. It is fascinating. And I want to get to more of that later on. Joker's comments from yesterday, the latest on the LeBron James watch. And that's part of what annoys me. And yeah, I have to participate. Hooligans, don't say, well, then why are you participating in this if you can't stand it? Because it's news. It's the Nuggets. There's a potential big-name free agent out there that could sign with the Nuggets. That's a realistic story. So, unfortunately, we have to talk about it. I can't just ignore it. It's a story that's going on. So, who knows? We'll see what happens with this. We'll talk about that. The Pac-12 made an interesting decision to not do a media days. They're the only group of five, or whatever they are. No, not group of five, just FBS schools to not have a media day. What does that mean for the Pac-12? 31 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show just getting started here on a Tuesday. Keep it here. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
In the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Spencer Smith with DNVR Rockies, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want to let that breathe, huh, Mike? You like that version.
Well, I didn't want to cut it in half.
That's a good version.
It's all right.
That's Jack Black, man. You were not into, you didn't like Britney Spears back in the day?
No, I did not.
Really?
Yeah, my group of friends and I would make fun of 98 Degrees and
well, she's
Backstreet
not, but that's,
Boys
but that's Britney
that.
Spears. It's different than 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys, man.
It's all like pop music.
I wasn't really talking about the music.
None of us cared for pop
Fort
music.
Fort Collins Foxes, a collegiate summer baseball team. Players coming from all over the world and to play at Fort Collins to make Northern Colorado their summer home. This is high-level baseball, and they are doing so many fun things. Retro nights, mascot nights. Kids get to broadcast, do PA. All of that cool stuff with the Fort Collins Foxes. Check them out online for schedule and ticket information. It's the last month of the season. So if you want to go check out the Foxes, this is the month to do it. FortCollinsFoxes.com. And this is the time, you know, basically from now until Broncos training camp. It's the Rockies, or if you're into the World Cup. I will say, Rockies last night, Mike, they lose in extra innings 8-7 to the Dodgers. They were down 6-2. Was it 6-2? 6-2 when I stopped watching. It's like, I gotta go to bed. I had a meeting this morning. Shout out to my guy, Sean, at Bank of Colorado. Always love catching up with him. So I had to, you know, prepare for that. And I don't want to stay up until midnight watching this thing. So I decided to shut it down. I think I have a spidey sense, Mike. I do. Because I'm asleep. And I randomly wake up around, I don't know, close to 11. Because I go to bed early. I try to go to bed 8:45, 9 o'clock, because I get up at 4. but my spidey senses were tingling. And I wake up, I go, oh, I wonder if the Rockies are made that interesting. I lean over, grab my phone, go to my DirecTV app, pop it on, and it was 6-2. It was 6-4 when I tuned in, and that was the top of the ninth. And sure enough, the Rockies score 3 runs to tie the game and send this to extra innings. We had 1 run each in the 10th, and then the Rockies couldn't do anything in the 11th. The Dodgers win thanks to, what's his name? Dalton Rushing's the guy that was talking crap about the Rockies when they did win a series against them, or when they beat them once or whatever earlier in the season, saying they were stealing stuff. They knew the pitches and all that. Well, then Cole Kerrig and Dalton Rushing get into it. I think that was in the 10th when Cole Kerrig slides in and basically plows through Dalton Rushing. Rushing's pissed about it. Cole Kerrig, the rookie, kind of turns, talking out the side of his mouth, and says, "Then get out of the way." I love that, man. I do love that, man. I'm becoming like a diehard Cole Kerrig fan. Every time he's up to plate, I have more confidence in him almost as much as I do anybody else on this team. Almost as much as I do Hunter Goodman, TJ Rumfield, another rookie. You know, Johnston's been excellent. Obviously, Moniak's has been excellent. But when Cole Kerrig steps up to the plate, I almost just assume something's going to happen. He had 3 hits last night, 2 runs batted in. The guy has some grit, and he's bringing attitude to this Rockies team. There's an edge here, and I maintain this. Aside from guys that haven't really been a part of this, Brenton Doyle. So, like, keep that in mind. When I say I don't want the Rockies to do anything at the trade deadline, I'm not talking about the guys that haven't been a part of it. So if the Rockies think they can get something for Brenton Doyle, go for it, because they've got an overloaded outfield, a crowded outfield. But when we're talking about the dudes that are a part of this turnaround, and we're talking about them after a loss, I'm good with moving on from those guys. But even Castro, Kyle Karros, Julianne, Goodman, Rumfield, Cole Kerrig, Freeman, Jake McCarthy's a stud, man. Johnston, Moniak. I don't want to move on from those guys. There's guys on this roster that I'd be all right with if they decide to move on, but not the core of what I'm seeing. And the core is like almost everybody that's in that starting role. And there's just something about this group right now, something about this chip on their shoulders they're playing with, and it makes for a fun time to watch this turnaround. Now, they're 37-55. I get it. That's not good. But you'd be lying to yourself if you didn't think that they were on to something here. I mean, 37 wins, Mike. Do you have any guesses when they got their 37th win last year?
August 30th.
Pretty close. August 20th. 10 days off. And get to 37. They were 37-90 at that. When they got to their 37th win, they'd already lost 90 games.
So they are a month and a half of where they were last year.
Yeah, and that's growth. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of this Dodgers series. It felt like that was maybe the chance to get one of them. But I would say the first half of this season, there's only six games to go until the All-Star break. I think you have to be somewhat pleased with this team in their, as they coined the phrase, in their climb. And that's what they're calling it, right? The climb. I think the climb has been good so far.
Or the anti-fall.
Call it whatever you want. But I'm enjoying this team.
If you look at the Rockies, how they've played in their series, they last few series have been taking at least one. And it's not on always the first game or the middle game. It's different games.
Yeah.
So they could take something from the Dodgers. If you take a look at the average, they are now winning more than 40%. Well, about 40% of their games.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier in the season, they need to win 33% of their games.
So they are not only like taking one out of, you know, three games in a series, sometimes they're taking two.
You're not
sometimes wrong. Sometimes they go 2-2 in those four-game series.
I think the last time they didn't get a win in a series was the Milwaukee series back on, you know, June 5th through the 7th. Because they won the series against Chicago. They got one against the A's. Got one against Chicago again. Won the series against Pittsburgh. Won the series against Boston. Got one against Minnesota. Tied the four-game series against Miami. And then recently beat San Francisco in a series. So you're right. They haven't been swept in a series since early June. So almost all June where they're at least getting a win a series.
Yeah,
that's
and
pretty
you
exciting.
Win, you won one out of three in baseball. That's, math is hard. It's more than 60%.
I mean, I'm looking at what they did in the span of June through where we are now. I mean, look at this. If you just basically put those dates next to each other, June 6th, swept by the Mets. Got one against the Giants, got one against the Braves, did win the Washington series, swept by the Dodgers, swept by Boston. So, I mean, yeah, just a lot more sweeps. You're finding way, and not even just getting one in the series, you're winning some series too, or tying certain series. So,
I thought they swept the Red Sox.
Well, this year?
Yeah, this year, didn't they?
I thought they just won the series. Did they sweep that?
They may have just won the series, but I know that
they won the series. They did lose the second game 5-2. Sullivan was pitching. So
it's still 5-2, isn't 21-0.
No. It's a much better team. 44 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around me, cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want her? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course resides in Eaton. You guessed it, the Eaton Country Club. They have some of the best greens in Northern Colorado. And hey, if you're not a member and you're thinking about becoming a member, or you know changing up your membership, they're doing different tournaments throughout the summer months and early fall that are open to the public. So check them out online at eatoncc.net. Find out ways to get out there and try it out. See if that might be your next golf home. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Man, this game I'm watching, I got it on right now. It's the Egypt and Argentina game. And Egypt was up 2-0. 2-0. Sorry, can't say 0. 2-0 with, like, I don't know, 83 minutes into this thing. And now it's tied. So, yeah, it could be pretty fun. Messi just scored. Wild. Wild situation. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got top stories of the day, big NBA news, contracts are flying, re-signs are flying, good players are retiring. But what we all want to know, what is LeBron James going to do? The Nuggets apparently still believe they are squarely, you know, certainly in the mix to get LeBron. However, they admit they haven't heard a word from him, nothing to really indicate that they would be one of the teams, or if not the team that LeBron would choose. Do you want LeBron James as a Denver Nugget? 10 minutes until the 12 o'clock hour. Stick with us here on The Whole Show. Plenty to go. More on Nikola Jokic's comments and what that means for the future for Joker, and what kind of money is he waiting for to sign next year. What would that look like for the Joker? Spencer Smith will join us from DNVR Rockies as well. All of that coming up here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10. on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, I have your lunch suggestion. Big City Roadhouse, Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. Don and Cleta, the owners of Big City Roadhouse, they do such a wonderful job. Cleta's always coming up with something fun to get people involved out there. And Don, he has his traditional dishes that he prepares each and every day, he and his staff, but he's always trying something new. We had this unique, I don't even remember what was in it, but this unique macaroni and cheese dish Friday, right before the hot dog eating contest. I stole a bite. That's probably what ruined me in the hot dog eating challenge. But it was so good. That's what I wanted to eat. I was regretting doing the hot dog eating contest because I just wanted to sit down and have that macaroni and cheese dish. Delicious. You're going to get so many options. Burgers, wings, breakfast burritos, the Big City burrito. So many things that you can check out courtesy of Big City Roadhouse here in Greeley, formerly Cables. Don and Cleta took over as owners about a year ago. And, man, they have done some awesome things to that place. Big City Roadhouse, Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. Coming up next, top stories of the day. And look at that, Argentina just scored like 3 goals in 10 minutes. I mean, it's just, you know, when you say they don't score a lot, sometimes the last 10 minutes are absolute fireworks, and this game's not necessarily over. Egypt could try to tie this thing and get it into the, what do they do, 2 15-minute rounds or whatever, matches of overtime. But it looks like Argentina might hang on. We'll see. All right, coming up, top stories of the day. It's The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.